So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. So the next thing I wanted to talk about was that the old school marketing that got you here isn't the thing that's going to get you there. So what do I mean by that? So I speak to a lot of people and we go, well, in the past we've ran newspaper adverts, we've had yellow page adverts, we've ran billboards. And it's like the thing that's got them there to this point isn't necessarily the thing that's going to move them forward. You know, we see TikTok, for example. TikTok used to be called Musical.ly, by the way, if you remember that a number of years ago. And my kids would be posting onto Musical.ly and would keep a close eye on it because it was just dodgy as hell. I was just never keen on it at all. Anyway, it's changed and it became TikTok. And obviously, TikTok was for 10 to 20-year-olds, right? Well, not now. We're in 2023. I had to check what year we're in then. That's not what TikTok is. TikTok now has got 40 to 60-year-olds on it. It's one of the fastest-growing demographics on TikTok because everybody's using it. And it's only old fuddy-duddies like me that use Facebook. If you want to target a younger audience, sure, 20 to 30, 30 to 40, 40 to 50, but also 50 to 60 are on there as well. And I'm not saying that your primary message, because I actually don't promote out onto TikTok. But again, am I like the old dinosaur? I've got a dinosaur here, actually. Why has Dan got a dinosaur on a desk and why has it got a saddle on it? It's because my daughter plays with Schleich horses and I had to get a dinosaur so I could join in, but I'm a dinosaur. Anyway, a bit odd, but there you go. That's why I've got a dinosaur on my desk with a saddle on it. So, so this is me saying, you know, TikTok, I don't understand TikTok, and so we don't market on TikTok. Like, do you think we're missing a trick there? Hell yeah. We do other things. You know, we've got Facebook ad retargeting. We go out on LinkedIn. We've got Facebook ad retargeting. We go out on LinkedIn. We've got Google ads. So we've got all these extra bits of marketing. But we podcast. We live stream at least once a week now. Touch wood. That's what's supposed to happen. But what about the next thing? What about ChatGPT? How are we integrating that into our business for AI content? Like, it's really weird at the moment. We're heading towards this point where things are about to change dramatically in our lives. Like, the next 10 to 20 years, I notice the US keep shooting down unidentified flying objects, which may well be Chinese balloons, but they may well not be. One of the theories is that as we're moving towards a more AI-based society, if there are aliens out there and watching us, that's probably the time that they're going to come in and intervene at some point so we don't blow ourselves up. Although we're doing a pretty good job of blowing ourselves up at the moment, aren't we? Moving away from aliens, how are you going to implement that stuff into your business? How are you looking to grow your business in 2023? And what are you doing differently this year to increase the number of eyeballs? Consistency is one of the things we're doing. We'll talk about that soon. But what else are you doing to get in front of your target audience? What actions are you taking? What lives are you doing? What audios are you doing? What writing are you doing? So, for example, one of the things that we're doing is we're writing more articles on our website, which we then post out on to social media, which then drives traffic back to the website. And it's not something we've done a huge amount of over the past year or a couple of years. But already we're starting to see some results. But it's bloody time consuming. So what else are you doing in order to get your business in front of all these other people? So let's take a business. Let's say you do wills. I pick wills because wills are a hard product to sell. Everybody should have a will. 100% right. How many people got a will? Less than 5% probably. Less than 10%. It's very, very low. And if you look at demographics, like young people don't have wills. All, you know, 5 or 10% of old people have only got wills. 90% haven't. So like everyone should have a will, but most haven't. So it's a really hard thing to sell. So how are you getting in front of as many people as possible to demonstrate that you're the guy to go to if you want a will? And for most people, it's like, oh, nobody. I do a networking event. Okay, how many people are you speaking there? Oh, 10. 10 on a good night. Okay, 10. How often do you network? Oh, one a week. We know it's not one a week, but let's just say one a week. Okay, brilliant, brilliant. That's 40 a month, a whole 40 people. And out of us 40 people, how many wills do you sell? None. Yeah, that's what I thought. It's crazy. So let's say it's 5%.
That's one in 20, isn't it? So if that's 40 people, you might do two wills a month. How much money do you make on a will? 60, 80 quid. Okay, got it. 160 quid. You're screwed, right? What are you doing to get in front of people? This is the key. You have to get your butt in front of as many people as possible. I don't care how you do that. It could be on the back of a taxi, the side of a bus, the side of a billboard. You could go live on YouTube like we're doing right now. You could go live on Facebook. You could have a podcast. You can be answering Q&As. You could get in the Daily Mail if that's your thing. You've just got to get in front of as many people as you can. And the more people that you're going to get in front of, the better it's going to be. But if you can't get yourself in front of people, how many people are going to know that you sell wills? Not many. So it's the old school marketing that got you here. You're going to have to change that up and get that stuff out and start putting your message and your voice out there.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.